I'm at Green Park Primary School talking to some children about blogging. So who have we got here?
I'm Eve.
You're Eve?
I am Cameron.
Harry.
Georgia.
And what year are you all in?
Six.
So you're all about to move to secondary school?
Yeah.
Cool. Excited?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm here today to talk to you a little bit about what you've been doing with your class blogs since you've been here. Now, you've lot have been blogging since you came to Green Park, I guess.
Yeah.
In fact, blogs have always been part of what you do at school.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you think they've helped you at school over the years?
Well, the teachers always put like the homework assignments on there, so if you ever forget something or like you don't know what website to go on, you can always just go and look there, and then you know what homework you're doing.
Okay, so that's a useful.
Yeah, there's sometimes when we've done stuff in the past that we want to look at, the teachers post it on the blog. Like when we went to Chit, they posted pictures of us, and we can look back at that and see how much fun we had there.
Okay, you like looking at your old blogs, do you?
Yeah.
And just see what you did when you were in different year groups.
You can like, because there's the comment option, so you can like comment on things that you enjoyed and stuff.
Okay.
And there's links to different websites.
Right, that's interesting. So you like commenting, do you?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
And they also put the people who were Star of the Week on the Friday. They'll put the picture up on the blog so that people who, like the parents, for example, can see who was Star of the Week.
And do you, if you get Star of the Week, do you go and tell your mum and dad that you're on the class blog?
Yeah, but the other picture and they post it on the blog.
And do your parents go and look at it?
Yeah.
And do they ever leave comments to say well
sometimes.
Done?
Sometimes.
Cool. That's cool.
And also when we were doing our SATs, I think everyone was a bit worried and thought that they needed to do like a little bit extra like revision and work. And on there's lots of links to like different websites that can help.
So you've used it kind of like a web resource as well, so your teachers put up lots of revision resources for you as well.
Yeah. Also, it's like you can go onto different classes, so if you've got like a brother or sister in different class, you can see how they're getting.
And do you do that?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes, that's...
Because you can see what... Sometimes the teachers post their work on the blog and you can see what they've done and how well they've done, basically.
Yeah, and do you like doing that?
Yeah.
That's good. I'd never thought that, you know... When I was at school, I wasn't really that bothered about what my brother and sister are doing, but it's nice to know that you lot... I haven't got a sister, but my brothers were doing. Nice to know that you lot think about that. So what about helping you with your writing? Do you actually go onto the blog and do writing and stuff directly?
I think if we've done a really good piece, then the teachers will probably put that up to kind of... if anyone wants to come on to see like the standard of work that we have and stuff. So sometimes
okay.
Because if you write pieces of writing on the blog, like my piece of writing was on the blog a couple of weeks ago because we were doing a 100-word challenge.
Right.
And you just had four pictures and you had to choose one and write.
So tell me about the 100-word challenge. Is that something you do often?
Not really, it's just like a little challenge, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Just to get you warmed up in the morning.
Ah, right, so use it as a warm-up exercise.
We come in and we had to do it, and just basically you had to describe the picture as much as you could, but it had to be exactly 100 words, no more, no less.
Ah, okay.
So if it didn't fit, then you'd have to change it and make it stay on 100 words.
It was quite hard because it was little letters like A would change the whole thing. Because you'd have to, like, try to make words fit in different places, so it was really hard.
So getting the editing right was crucial.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you sort of think about all the IT you've used at Green Park over the years, what's sort of the favourite things that you've done?
I think one of my favourites is we do something on Google Docs.
Right, so
we can make like presentations and write our stories, but most of us like we enjoy writing it on the Chromebooks more than we do like actually writing it down with pencil.
Ah, that's interesting. So can you imagine being in a school where there wasn't any technology?
No. No, it would be a bit weird. In fact, not a bit.
It'd be
very
weird. Because, like, it'd just be wrong.
Throughout our time being here, I think all of us can probably say there's been some form of technology that's, like, helped us.
All the time?
Yeah.
Is something just part of what you do at school?
iPads and stuff.
You're guaranteed once a week to go on the Chromebook. Yeah.
So did you realise that your school was one of the first schools in the country ever to do blogging?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
It's true. Well, your school's been blogging for 10 years. So even before you got here. And there's still lots of schools that haven't done it. So well done. Thank you very much for spending some time talking to me this morning.
You're very welcome.
And good luck with secondary school.
Thank you.